Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman is here, too. Yeah, that's right. That Karen, she's back. She's a longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Giving Speeches and The Naked Truth About Selling, two completely different books. She is the president of her own company, Speak For Yourself, and she's one of the top communications experts on the planet. And she's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. She's also, folks, a double first cousin on her parents' side of Albert Einstein, the famous Albert Einstein. Right? Double first cousin on only on your parents' side, though, right?
Well, that would be right.
Karen, thank you again for joining us, and thank you for more than 10 great years as a great resource to us in our Brain Trust. I know that one of the things you've been working on lately is how to make sure meetings are productive and that they last as long as they need to and not a minute more. I was telling audience before you got here about one of my challenges when I had my consulting company. Was I would try to work with CEOs, small business CEOs, and I would, after a while, I'd realize that they were having no meetings. Most small businesses have no meetings in a week or even a month with their teams. And I would ask them, why are you not having meetings with your folks? Well, we're not a big business. We don't have to have all those committee meetings, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you got to have some. And it was, right. And I think it was because they didn't know how to start them, they didn't know how to conduct them, and they didn't know how to end them.
I want to talk today about the one question you must ask to make meetings productive and short, whether you are the facilitator of the meeting or you're the participant in a meeting.
Yeah.
And I want you also to know, and I'm very thrilled to be the current president of my association, the National Speakers Association, in my area of Texas, and we have board meetings, and we have meetings once a month. And so not only the board meeting, but the whole chapter meets once a month. And I just had a strategic retreat, and I told them my one big pet peeve, and they said, what is that? I said, long meetings. I wanted to have short meetings. And Jim, you would have thought that I had just told everybody they had won the lottery. Because that might be the reason people don't volunteer their time,
right,
for their associations or for their civic volunteer desire.
Right.
Because
right.
they don't want to attend meetings because meetings can become so long. So here's, and then they also say, well, I don't have any control over if I'm just a vice president or an attendee, I cannot help shape how this meeting will turn out,
right,
and they always last too long.
And you wind up being held hostage and potentially suffering death by PowerPoint.
And that's why a lot of our CEOs of our small businesses don't have meetings all in all. What you said is exactly right. Every so often, you really do need to have a meeting of the minds to decide where you are, where you're going, and all kinds of things. So I would like to now share with you the one question you must ask to make meetings productive and short. And here it is. And again, either you can be the leader or the participant to ask this question. And I've done it in both of those positions. If you're the leader or the participant, you ask this. So let's say I'm having a meeting with you, Jim. I go, Jim, you're the leader and I'm the participant. I go, Jim, when we leave this meeting at 3 p.m. or fill in the blank, whatever the time is, what will have made our time successful? Now, here's what you've accomplished. So I've asked you that question. You're the leader of the meeting, but I said, when we leave here at 3, what will have made our time successful? First of all, you've made it clear when the meeting is over. When's this meeting over, Jim? What time is this meeting ending?
Mm-hmm.
3 p.m. So if you're the leader, you've shared this very, very important information with your group. So as a, you know, you're really excited as a, gosh, thank goodness we're getting out of here at 3. And if you're the participant, you've helped the leader and everybody else in the room know when this thing is over with.
But if you're the participant, I can see where the leader should do that. The leader should say, okay, folks, it's now 1:15. We're going to be out of here at 2, and here's what I hope to accomplish in this 45 minutes. I can see the leader doing that, but I don't see an employee saying that to their boss.
I can see an employee saying, okay, let's just say we've got an emotionally intelligent boss who actually set it out ahead of time.
My employees might not say that. My employees might not make that conclusion.
Let's just say that you set out something and you said, we're going to have a one-hour meeting.
Yeah.
And then, therefore, I can then say, well, Jim, you've said that this meeting's going to last an hour. So that gives us until 3:05.
Mm-hmm. You could say... You know, boss, in the 18 minutes we're going to meet.
what will make this time successful?
Yeah.
Anyway, you've helped. What you've done then also, if you've helped everybody think about, well, what would make this time successful?
Right.
And for example, in my business, and thank you for sharing what I do. One of the things I do besides speak is I work one-on-one with executives and CEOs on how to communicate to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they come in, they sit down in my office as a client, I'll say, Jim, it's great to have you. And it's usually the first question I ask. No, it's not usually. It is the first question I ask in a client session. I'll say, Jim, in the next 2 hours, so when you leave here more or less around 3 p.m., what would make this time together successful? When you walk out of here, what will have made you say, this was a phenomenal use of my time? And then I write down exactly what you've said. And for me, that is my roadmap.
What if
I want to accomplish.
As we go to a break, Karen, what if the leader of the meeting said what you just said, but then said, in this time we're together, this is what I'm hoping that you will leave with. But if you don't, will you please tell me?
Well, that's a good thing too. But you've set a parameter. You've given everybody a voice in what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I think that's.
You're going to be more productive.
Asking the question, folks. Karen, give us the website, please.
It is speakforyourself.com.
Speakforyourself.com. Karen Cortell Reisman. And I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with me.
Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.